All righty. And take care, listeners. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to the show. It's Monday, May 16th, 2011. We're halfway through the month of May and getting ready to get into June and summer and fun stuff and all that other thing. So if we can dig out from the snow that is still falling across the northern part of the continental United States here. A lot of stuff going on here, a lot of stuff to talk about. Hope we can get it all through the day. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, and we're starting off today's show with a tawdry sex scandal. By now you've probably heard that the head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, or Cohen, depending upon who you're asking, was arrested over the weekend for allegedly attempting to sodomize and then force oral sex upon a maid at this very expensive hotel where he's staying. I guess at $3,000 a night, he figured it's a full-service hotel. And the maid basically broke free, and she complained, and Dominique Strauss-Kahn fled to the airport, hopped on a plane heading for France. They literally took him off the airplane just before the plane was supposed to leave for France, and or actually for Germany. He was on his way to talk to Merkel when he got caught on this thing. And this has opened the floodgates. Apparently, this is kind of an ongoing thing that Strauss-Kahn has been doing for quite some time. New charges are already being filed from a 2002 incident. Another reporter, apparently in France in 2009, he attacked. And now the latest word just before we went to air is that there apparently is evidence that this Strauss-Kahn, who always stays in this very ultra-deluxe, very private, very, ultra-elite hotel. Apparently, he's been attacking the maids as an ongoing process, and none of them ever complained because they didn't want to lose their job or they were afraid that he would cause untold mayhem on them. And so that's now breaking. This guy threw a tantrum. He literally was indignant that they weren't going to let him out on bail. Of course, if he goes back to France, there's no legal mechanism to force his return to the United States of America. He's very rich. He doesn't live in the United States. So there was a big fight over bail. The court denied him bail. There was absolutely no grounds to allow him out on bail because he's an obvious flight risk. And he's throwing tantrums. You can't lock me up. I'm a banker. I'm Jewish. The women are all anti-Semites. And he's just going on and on about that. And he's basically, he was expecting VIP treatment. Apparently at one point, He claimed to have diplomatic immunity. No, you don't have diplomatic immunity. The IMF is a bank. It's another private bank. It's a bigger version of the Federal Reserve. But no, being the head of the IMF does not qualify you for diplomatic immunity. You may not go into countries, sexually assault the hired help, and then expect to walk away, you know, without any consequence. It just doesn't work that way in the civilized world. Maybe that's why he's over here in the United States of America. So this is a huge, huge situation there. He's going to be back in the court on Friday, and obviously he's going to have to step down as head of the IMF, and the jockeying is already beginning as to, you know, who is going to be the next head of the IMF. Lead contender in that is the present governor of the Bank of Israel. And the important thing here is not that Strauss-Kahn himself was particularly criminal. It's the attitude displayed by these people who are in charge of what they hope will be the economic and debt enslavement of the entire planet. That's what the IMF is. It's just like the Federal Reserve, but on a global scale. Trap everybody hopelessly in debt and have them work their lives, work themselves to death to enrich the bankers a little bit more. And all the bankers had to put out was some paper and ink. And so when you look at the context of how they're trying to screw the world, screwing the servants really is kind of a foregone conclusion, and maybe that's where he got this attitude problem. But basically, this is the kind of morality that is presently in charge of this burgeoning global economic system, and that is why we have to be very, very careful about allowing ourselves to get sold into slavery to these bankers. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about the arrest of the head of the International Monetary Fund for the alleged sodomization and forced oral sex of a hotel maid in New York. His subsequent tantrum about, you can't arrest me, I'm head of the IMF, and the New York State Court, to their credit, saying, yeah, we can't arrest you, and you are sitting in jail until your next court hearing. I have no doubt that tremendous political and financial forces are being brought to bear behind the scenes to try and get this guy to walk free on this crime. And the situation here is that we have seen many times in the United States of America, if you've got enough money and enough political power, you can get away literally with murder. We've seen it happen. And my nickel is that Strauss-Kahn's going to take a walk on this situation. Now, he's not going to hang on to his job as head of the IMF because most of the world's media are viewing this rape allegation not as a condemnation of Dominique Strauss-Kahn himself personally, but as a condemnation of the kind of mentality that is attracted to these global girdling banking systems. And when you understand the kind of mentality, the kind of human being that is drawn to commit acts of rape, is the same kind of mentality that is drawn to the idea of enslaving the entire world through trickery. Now remember, we talked about last week, what is it that makes a slave? It isn't chains and it isn't whips, because a slave wearing chains and a slave that's been whipped aren't very useful. They're not productive. They're not good workers. Slaves have to be convinced to be happy in their slavery. They have to be well fed in order to make them productive. So slaves are kept slaves by an imposed sense of obligation. You are a slave to me because of divine right of kingship. God appointed me to rule over you, and as long as you believe that, you will be my slave. That's one example. The gods will it. And, another is, you are my slave because I physically own you. I have a piece of paper that says, I paid money to own your physical body, therefore you are my slave and you must do as you're told. And as long as you believe that, you will be a slave. So the new model of the scam by the slavers is called debt-based currency. Because, you see, I am allowed to print up these pretty printed pieces of paper with ink, and that's all they cost me, paper and ink. That's all it costs. And you are required by law to come to me to get these pieces of paper and to do what I tell you to do in order to acquire them to carry out your commerce. And as long as you believe that, as long as you believe in the power of this piece of paper, then you are my slave. And what the IMF is trying to do is to basically bring that model to the entire world. And any country that refuses to play along, any country that refuses to be part of the World Bank or the IMF, gets bombed. That's what's happening in Libya right now. Muammar Gaddafi had a state-owned central bank, wouldn't let the private central banks come in and play, had a Gaddafi had a value-backed monetary unit backed up by gold. Exactly the same situation that the United States had back in 1779. And exactly the same situation for which the Bank of England has carried out endless wars and subversion of the United States to get us away from, finally succeeding in 1913. And so what we are seeing here, this clash of civilizations that is the banner headline above all the wars and devastation around the planet, young American men and women are being asked to bleed to death in deserts on the other side of the world to make the world safe for compound interest. We're fighting for the slavers, against the people who want to be free from the slavery of private central banks. We really do have to wake up to what's going on. And when we look at the individual perversions of people like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, we come to understand the kind of sociopathic personality that is behind this plan to trick the entire world into believing that our generation, our children, and our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren are automatically obligated to spend their lives in labor to enrich the guys who printed up the paper and inked little magic certificates. That's it. That's the enslavement mechanism. Going to go to the phones. Michael in California. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael?
I
was listening to you talk about the IMF chief being jailed and the likelihood of him probably not being convicted of that. And considering he's done this before, I mean, it's just a very high-profile example of how these criminals are able to just get away with the crimes that they do over and over again, and how so far we haven't taken an approach that's been able to do anything about it.
Well, you know, it really is. As we watch these headlines here, we come to understand that apparently this Strauss-Kahn is just sort of used to doing this sort of thing over and over and again, and nobody ever complained. He's had prior cases in 2002 and 2009 where it just, you know, didn't, you know, nobody prosecuted. They were afraid of prosecuting. There was this one woman who was a reporter who was talked out of pressing charges by her mother, who was tied in with IMF. There was a whole bunch of pressure brought to bear. And after a while, these people think they're so rich and so powerful, they can do whatever they want to do, and they are above the law. And
well,
in this case, this woman complained, and he's arrested. And looking at the tantrum he's throwing in the jail, he really thinks he's the victim. The propaganda's already out there. He's being victimized because he's a Jew. It's the woman's fault. They're all honey traps, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I guess from his perspective, he might consider himself the victim because he just assumed that he was immune to all this. And they go, what are you doing? Don't you understand that I'm immune, I'm above the law, and that I'm going to do this again the next time I have a chance, an opportunity to do so? And I think we really got to do something about this mentality. And the only thing that I can think of that would actually have any effect is what they use to warp our system right now, which is money. And I noticed that
it's the paper money. That's the really sick thing about it. The original monetary system of the United States of America that worked well to prosper the people has been destroyed in favor of this private central bank handing out these paper certificates with pretty colored ink all over them, and there's nothing else backing them. What the Federal Reserve does today, you know, with the blessing of the United States Congress, was originally a death penalty offense under the Currency Act of 1779.
Right.
And
yeah,
I've
called out my congressman on that before, and they just had somebody in the town hall crowd make a joke, and they carried on. But, you know, the thing is this money that they print is ultimately backed up by us. And so all the money that they use to warp our system is our money. They're using it against us. And the thing is, we are the golden goose. We create this money through our
labor.
Well,
no, we create labor. We create labor, and the labor's the real wealth. The banks
print
up the money out of thin air, and then they convince us that that paper certificate is worth an equivalent amount of our labor, and it really isn't. The paper money is worthless. It's the cost of ink and paper. That's the trap. They print up the paper and give it to us, and we give them our labor.
We can use some of our labor, our money, to fight this problem. It's like fighting fire with fire. I mean, they're offering 1 million.
All we have to do is stop believing in this system and recognize that it is no more legitimate than divine right or chattel ownership. It's just another means of enslaving the population to the money junkies.
That's for sure. Well, if you don't mind, Michael, I've got a site called arrestwanted.com, and if your listeners would like to, I mean, this guy definitely deserves to be on the site, and they're offering 1 million of New Yorkers' money right now for his bail. So if he was to bail out on this and just take off, some bounty hunter would probably be going after him for that $1 million.
Okay, they've already got a website up raising money for this guy's bail. Boy, talk about using everything to make another fast buck.
No, this is actually just the New York government. You know, they have taxpayer funds available, and so they put up a $1 million bail. But what I'm suggesting is,
I'm not
New
sure
Yorkers,
exactly what you're saying. Hang on, Michael. I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, so you need to email this to me so I can take a look at it, because I know you know what you're talking about. I'm not getting a really clear picture of how taxpayer money is being solicited to bail out Strauss-Kahn. Okay, so you need to email that to me, okay?
Okay, you bet. But I urge your listeners to check out arrestone.com. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, we're going to let him go here. Yeah, the propaganda is already cranking up, you know, and people are saying, oh, it must be a plot. It's anti-Semites. It's all those people around the world who hate the IMF. Well, yeah, a lot of people hate the IMF. Every one of these countries you go into where they're rioting, you will see signs, IMF, go home, international blankety-blank. I can't even say that on the radio. Maybe it's international made blank. That's their new initials here. But, you know, everybody understands the IMF simply plunges you deeper into debt in order to profit from your work and your children's work and your grandchildren's work. And the divine right of bankers is no more legitimate than the divine right of kings. They're both fictions to keep you a slave to the money junkies. Grow up and let these beliefs fade away as the myths and fairy tales they are. And understand that the monetary system the United States started with is the only one that works for the people. And are we heading into a break? I'm having trouble falling because the clock is out here. Okay, we're about to start the break here, and I apologize for the glitches, but apparently their clock and my clock are not in agreement. It's that gosh darn hamster in the wire wheel in the back of the mixer board. Been getting... Okay, there we are. There's the music. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
When all this twisted steel
Hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're wrapping up with Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's out there whining and screaming that he's being victimized because he's Jewish. He's not a victim. You know, he's according to one news report, he's making something like $500,000 a year tax-free as head of the IMF because of where it is they can drive to pay, because it's international. We'll pay you wherever you don't have to pay taxes on. Then you can move it around the world. And it's just one giant scam after the other after the other. And, folks, I'm going to keep hitting this point over and over again. This idea that you must enslave yourself to the people who are allowed to print up these little paper certificates is the biggest lie in history since the lie of divine right. There is no divine right of kings. There is no divine right of bankers. There is slavery and there is freedom. And right now, you are a slave because you have lost the right to say no to this looting of your lives and this harvesting of your labor and this conscription of your children to go out and fight wars for the money junkies. Now, speaking of money junkies, the U.S. has hit its debt ceiling. As of today, the U.S. has hit its legally defined limit of debt. Now, there's a big fight in Washington, D.C. Well, problem's easy. Just raise the debt ceiling. Go deeper into debt. It's not like you and I are going to have to pay it all off. We'll let our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren worry about paying this off. And so everybody's screaming and yelling, and the money junkies want to loan the government more money to plunge us further into debt. And you know what's really kind of weird? If you stop and think about it, if you look at all the tax breaks that were given to the banks and all the bailouts and all the rest of that stuff, do you realize that the U.S. government is now in the position of borrowing money from the very same individuals and institutions that it used to collect that same money in taxes and not have to worry about paying it back? Does that sound like good management to you? Does that sound like wise and prudent governance to you? The U.S. government used to tax the wealthy for the money that, and well, they taxed everybody, but they would tax the wealthy as well. And so the government starts giving out tax breaks to the ultra rich. Their tax rates have fallen by 50% in the last 10 years, and now the government, bankrupt, turns around and starts borrowing money from those same people at interest. Does that sound stupid or what? All right, we're going to take another phone call. Carl in Texas. Aloha, Carl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Hey, this is changing the subject just a little bit, but I've got a couple of questions. You and many others have been on a number of years on radio, TV, and whatnot, talking about where we're at, where we're going, what isn't happening. Now, we are now getting to the point where the other day, this Marine from Tucson gets killed after two tours in Iraq. Over here in Indiana, we've got a Judge David that says you people can have the police break down your door anytime they want. I would like to know one thing. In your opinion, how long before this whole situation blows that all you people have been pushing for?
Well, that's always been a very hard thing to speculate about. I thought it was going to happen before now, to be very honest. It certainly feels like it's imminent. We certainly are seeing the bankers and the government pulling out all the stops they can to keep the party going a little bit longer. But we all understand the government has barred itself into a black hole of debt that it can never, ever pay off, even if they tax the American people at 100% for the next 50 years. The only reason the government is trying to raise the debt limit is to keep having a party and pretending everything is okay and let the next administration and the next Congress have to deal with the disaster. But we know that that's a finite situation. Sooner or later, the big final crash has to come. To me, it feels like it's imminent. And so much so that really I want to start focusing more and more of our effort in really deciding ahead of time what kind of a government and nation we wish to come to these shores after the big crash. Because there's going to be no end of carpetbaggers and international monetary fund scammers and rapists who are going to be coming out here and say, I've got your new government for you. All you got to do is sign your name and pledge your taxes and the lives of your children, and we'll make everything all better. And, of course, it'll be another government set up to serve the money junkies at the expense of ordinary people. So we had better really start thinking about the kind of world we want to live in. And, you know, for me, I think we need to go back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and just, you know, go as far as like the 13th Amendment and start over. Obviously, in this technological age, we don't need the Electoral College, and there's a couple of other small things in there as well that we can argue about. But we need to get rid of private central banking because it is a curse on every single country that it's ever been brought to bear in. Anything else?
No, that pretty well covers it. I was just getting kind of concerned about all these things that are happening to the individuals in this country, and a lot of people, it looked like to me, haven't woke up to what's really going on, and I was just wondering when critical mass would occur.
I think we're already there because it's not really under the control of the people unless you're willing to have a violent revolution. It's basically how long can the government keep itself afloat after running into that iceberg called the Federal Reserve. We know it's going to happen eventually, and we also know if you go back and you study the history of Germany in World War II, a lot of people aren't going to wake up to what was going on until after it's all over and the mechanism to reinforce their imposed beliefs has collapsed. And they'll have to look around at the wreckage of the country and say, yeah, I guess this wasn't being well run. We got to take a break for commercials. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back in a couple of seconds after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs. kids and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, I'm Eric. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Bob in Kentucky. Bob, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Yeah, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, he's the number one challenger to the throne of Sarkozy as president of France. What's interesting about that is both men are Jews. You look at a country like Germany.
And now the guy they're getting ready to replace him from the Bank of Israel, the governor. It is. It's all the same group of people over and over again.
And if you look at Germany also, for example, you know, just a few days ago here, they sentenced a 91-year-old, I think you talked about that. I mean, this is not the German people. This is a gang of Jews. And the thing people in America have to realize is that...
Can I share a story with you here? This all goes back to the ADL. The reason why every time you say, wow, look at all these people doing this stuff, like Bernie made off with the loot. And I noticed, by the way, as soon as Dominic Strauss-Kahn got arrested, his Wikipedia entry was cleansed of all the references to all the Jewish philanthropies that he supports and all of the organizations he belongs to. That was scrubbed clean. And that's probably coming from the Anti-Defamation League, because if you look at what the name says, the Anti-Defamation League, its very name tells you its job is to keep bad news about Jewish criminals out of the media. And it goes all the way back to the very reason the ADL was formed. There was a factory owner, a guy by the name of Leo Frank, and he raped and murdered this girl who was working in this, it was a pencil factory. And he had the handyman help him try and get rid of the body. And so they put him on trial, and because the handyman said, yeah, he took me down and said, we got to get rid of the body, Leo Frank was convicted. Then he was sentenced to death. And the governor of the state, and yes, the governor of the state was Jewish, commuted the sentence. So the local community where the girl had lived, they got angry and they grabbed Leo Frank and they lynched him. And yes, they should not have done that. Even in a corrupted justice system that grants favored get-out-of-jail-free status to a certain minority, that's still not an appropriate reaction, at least for the moment. And the ADL was formed immediately afterwards because the news was full of all these stories about how there was no question Leo Frank had done it. And the governor was, like, facing re-election. And so the ADL literally came into being not to, like, go out to various people like Bernie Madoff and say, maybe you ought to behave better because you're bringing ill fame. You're bringing disgrace to our people. And they said, nah, go on, do what you want to do. We'll make it our mission to go out and make sure the media doesn't report on the bad things. After 9/11, when Fox News ran Carl Cameron's four-part series on Israeli spying, the largest foreign spy ring uncovered in the United States run by Israel, and included the revelation that there was evidence linking the Israeli spies to 9/11, but that evidence had been classified by the U.S. government. It was the ADL and AIPAC that went to Fox News and said, you take that story off your website. And Fox News said, yes, sir, and they did precisely that. And so we're going to see the same thing here. I'm already being flooded with all kinds of emails saying, oh, it was a plot. It couldn't be Strauss-Kahn. He's a good man. It's an anti-Semitic smear, and it's this, and the girls were honey traps planted by evil people who cannot stand the idea of global central banking. And, you know, they're piling, you know, the bovine excrement is hitting flood stage already. It's overtopping the levees down there by Vicksburg. And this is how that particular segment of the community deals with these crises. You know, they don't control the behavior of these criminals. There's almost kind of a pat on the head kind of a thing. The last two times Strauss-Kahn got caught in these situations, the IMF said, well, it displayed poor judgment. Gee, you think? And then they pat him on the head and they let him continue being head of the IMF. The implication being that to the top management of the IMF, this kind of molestation of the hired help is just sort of part of life. It's one of the perks. You know, like molesting altar boys is a perk of being a Catholic priest. And it's just smiled at indulgently, and everybody goes on about their business. And so we're going to
you know, we're going to see an amazing amount of propaganda to try and get this guy off the hook. And I hope you recognize that's exactly what it is. We have a segment of society who are so rich and so powerful and have so much money, they think they can do whatever they want, and when they get caught, that they can simply buy their way out of the mess by tithing the appropriate prostitutes or enough campaign contributions to, you know, a given candidate, like that attorney general, you know, who's just getting tons of money from the very banks that he's supposed to be in charge of investigating for the mortgage fraud. And it's just, it's completely insane. The entire society has been corrupted by the money junkies. And that's why we will never be a free society. We'll never be a free people until the money junkies and their private central bank are gone. We've had three of these, and all three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin and destruction. We've had leaders in the past who had the will and the moral courage to get rid of the private central banks. Why can't we find one now outside of Ron Paul?
Well, I mean, the United States Congress gave permission for the Federal Reserve Bank, this private cabal of Jews. They're all of our Federal Reserve Bank governors are Jews. I think they have one or two token Gentiles on there to make it look good, but they're all of them are Jews.
I wonder
Jews.
If they'd have room for a token non-Jewish Sephardic Chinese French Englishman type. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But I was going to say is, you know, in the United States, people are deceived into thinking, you know, we have a black president and all that. But there's a good video you can go on to called Chuck.
It doesn't matter what color he is, okay? And that is a false issue that people are going to be waving back and forth for the 2012 election. Oh, you just hate Obama because he's black. It's got nothing to do with color. He could be black, white, red, green, peach, taupe, mauve, or plaid, and it wouldn't matter. He has sold out his office to the highest bitter. He's getting ready to march up there to the AIPAC annual conference and once again pledge that he will sell out America and your lives and your children to please Israel. Even this Strauss Kahn was quoted in an interview only last month, I think it was. Yeah, last month. He was quoted as saying, every day he wakes up thinking, what can I do to help Israel?
I was going to say there's a good video on YouTube. It's called Charles Schumer Fights Fear. And in that video, he explains to all of a synagogue full of Jews, he's wearing his yarmulke, standing there, telling the people to vote for Barack Obama because Barack Obama's entire career has been financed from its very beginning by Chicago's wealthiest Jews.
Yeah.
And Schumer, yeah. Schumer explains to his people that he is our man. And, you know, Barack Obama
certainly proved that. Obama certainly proved that a year ago when Israel attacked that humanitarian aid flotilla in international waters. And by the way, they did it again last night. Another ship in international waters they opened fire on, carrying plastic sewer pipes. Ooh, there's something Hamas can use to attack Israel. And, you know, Barack Obama just ran up to the Congress in the United Nations and saying, no, it's okay. Israel can kill all the Americans they want. We don't mind. We don't mind at all. And, you know, talk about treason and betrayal. And, you know, it's just getting worse and worse because Israel, you know, Israel's throwing a tantrum. They're shooting in all directions. They were killing protesters at borders with three other countries. Then they shoot up an aid ship tonight. It's almost like they're daring the world to try and respond to them so that they can order the United States to start flinging nuclear weapons everywhere. It's just complete, total, and utter chaos out there. And unfortunately, these events are being driven not by reasonable and sensible and prudent individuals, but by hallucinated, fanatical people who are listening to this voice in their head they think is this invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear. We're listening to sociopaths. We're listening to psychotics. And if we go on doing that, don't be surprised when the whole world seems to be going crazy.
Another interesting video I just was looking at last week where Alan Greenspan tells Jim Lehrer that his Federal Reserve Bank, there's no agency in the United States which can overrule any decisions or actions made by his Federal Reserve Bank. They're completely independent.
I know he likes to think that. I know he likes to think that, but Congress could, if they wanted to, vote to repeal that charter immediately if you had a president willing to sign it. We got to let you go. Calls are piling up, and we're running out of time. I want to get some stuff clear before we get to the top of the hour, so we're going to switch over to Danny in California. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to just comment on the Strauss-Kahn. Is that his name?
Strauss-Kahn, yeah.
Yeah, the Strauss-Kahn situation. I think it's important for people to pay attention at the character of the ruling class and how they live their lives, because it trickles down into the way they manage our money. And if you're wondering why you're getting raped financially, then you can just kind of
Yeah, that's exactly the point. It's the mindset. It's how they see the world. The world is one giant genitalia for me to have my way with.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's exactly what we're seeing.
People, I mean, there's no reason to be like mince words about the kind of people that they are. These people are molesters. That's absolutely what they are.
All right, I want to let you go here because the calls are piling up here. I want to switch over to Mike in Michigan. Mike, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was sad to read that you were going to be leaving, possibly leaving your radio show, or leaving Republic anyway.
I really don't want to talk about that here on the air. Do you have another subject you want to talk about?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I was reading up on whatreallyhappened.com when you were talking about. I was asking you about the Israeli onslaught on those protesters on the wrong side of the border, shooting at them. And I think you hit the nose right on the head on the two callers ago when you were saying that they seem to be firing in all directions and they seem to be pushing the panic button with the upcoming unilateral declaration of statehood that's gotten much support from people from the countries around, both in Europe and in Scandinavian countries. And also with regard to Khan, I read on whatreallyhappened.com, you hit the nail right on the head. The guy can have a harem of the most beautiful call girls, you know, in the privacy of his own home, and yet, I mean, he does something so blatantly illegal. And would just
and apparently he's been doing it all along. It's not the one time. And, you know, the feminists like to say that rape is never about sex, it's about power.
Right.
And, Strauss-Kahn has the kind of money where you can get, you know, the girls that you see in, like, Penthouse to come over and spend the night with you. And he goes after this maid, and I don't want to cast aspersions on the maid or appearance or anything like that. But, yeah, it was about the power. It was just, I can do this and get away with it because I'm head of the IMF and blah, 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 blah.
Do you foresee any possibility?
And let me insert a comment here, and I'll let you continue where we're going to keep you through the commercial break here. I spent a lot of years working in Hollywood, and I saw this behavior all the time of I can do this and you can't because I've got the power and I'm above this certain invisible platform where we can do whatever we want and you serfs and chattel can't say anything about it. And it was almost this, I dare you to complain about the fact that I'm doing this to you. And, you know, this permanent smug smirk on the face that is just so infuriating to people. Anyway, Mike, you were about to say?
Make a final comment. I was going to ask you, do you think there's any chance in the world this guy's going to get off? I heard you talking about it earlier, but do you think there's really a chance this guy's not going to get more than a slap on the wrist?
I would say, my money is that he's going to take a walk. He's going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card or a pardon or something like that, especially if Obama finally comes to realize that he's a one-term president anyway. He might just write a ticket for this guy to take a walk.
Unreal. Well, good luck to you, Mike, and have a great weekend, okay? Or have a great week, rather.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot. If Dominique Strauss-Kahn goes to prison, it will be like the club fed, you know, one of these really, you know, the jail for the elites. It's really more of like a school campus, you know, and you know, this is where movie stars go when they have to serve their time and they're allowed to take, you know, their butlers and maids with them. There really is a place like that in the United States. Danbury used to be one. It's been converted into a more conventional prison since then. So I don't know where the current club fed is. But there literally is a jail for the really, really rich criminals where they're not treated like jail at all. It's not like the hard time penitentiaries you see in the movies and stuff like this. All right. I think John in New York is the next caller. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mikey, how are you, brother, man? Yeah, Mike, you're awesome, and I just want to thank you for your great work, and you have an excellent following, and I'm one of them. And I just want to tell you something, that with this Khan guy, basically, they're raping nations, so that they're raping women. You know, I guess it's one and the same for these knuckleheads, because basically they're just criminal cabalists, you know, and it's very sad that they do this, but this is the way they are. They think they're above the law, you know?
It's ape behavior. If you look at... how they're acting in terms of grabbing the wealth from other people, grabbing other women away from other men. It's just like bull ape behavior. Anybody who thinks that we are not the evolutionary inheritors of the ape family, all you have to do is look at the behavior of our political leaders, and you'll reckon, hey, that's the silverback right in front of us, and he's acting just like it, grabbing the women, grabbing the extra bananas, all to himself, and just clubbing anybody who stands up and challenges him. That's exactly what we're looking at, okay?
Exactly is what we're looking at, Mike, and it's basically, you know, you're always right after the central bankers, and that is the heart of the problem, you know. And really, it is time that that we admit, as humanity, that we're under this constant stealth attack by the sadistic, satanic, Luciferian cult, and it's obviously okay. Very well financed and funded.
Now you're insulting. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off here. Now you're insulting Satan and Lucifer, and they're really going to be ticked off about that. Okay. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I got a lot of stuff to cover here, and I want to get back to this situation where the United States government has hit its debt ceiling. It can't borrow any more money to pay its bills. So what is it doing? It's digging into the pension funds of federal employees. If you work for the federal government and you are listening to my voice, your retirement is evaporating before your very, very eyes. Which reminds me, little point I'd like to send out to all of you White House people who are listening to this show right now. Back in 41 AD, a guy by the name of Caligula was killed by his security detail, the Praetorians, because he hadn't paid them in a while. I'm not sure that's why Indira Gandhi's security detail whacked her, but who knows? There is only so far you can go before your own people are going to turn on you. And looting the federal pensions to fund government. And everybody knows the way the federal government looted Social Security and was never able to put that money back. So the federal government is looting the federal pensions. They're never going to be able to put that money back. They can't. The last thing a cancer eats is itself. And that's what we're starting to see right now. The government is feeding on its own in a doomed attempt to perpetuate itself a little bit longer. And are we in the break yet? There we are. There's the music. Okay, I'm adjusting to the clock here. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Is your call to action, America.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Going back to the phone lines, David in New Mexico. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to share a good little story about the abuse of the upper class. This story happened some time ago in Dayton, Ohio. But I had bought a brand new Honda Civic and still had the sales sticker in the window. And I was parked downtown in a legally marked parking space between two driveways that were into the parking entrance for this big downtown building. And when I came out and had finished what I was doing, I came out and I found a brand new Lincoln Town Car, which still had its sales sticker in the window, had bulldozed my Honda right out into the driveway, leaving it illegally parked and could have damaged it, you know. Well, I was not too happy about that, and I waited and I waited, and while I was waiting for the guy to come out,
We're almost at the end of the segment. You got to wrap up to the conclusion here, because this sounds like a Shaggy Dog story.
A witch bastard came out with goons, and he threatened me, and I told the police about it later at the police station. They said this guy was too important to be bothered. He owned a bunch of factories, and that they just couldn't hear about it.
Yeah, well, we do hear that an awful lot.
And next time that happens, if I were to find myself in that situation again, that town car might need some assistance leaving the scene of the crime.
Well, you know, can of gas, couple of matches, and your problem is solved there. All right, thanks an awful lot for the call, David. We're going to let you go here. I really do want to get back to the news because there's just a tremendous amount of stuff going on here. With the economy, and let me skip on down here because I got to. Let's see. China has cut their holdings of U.S. Treasuries for the fifth month. The economic news continues to be really, really bad, and as a result, the U.S. media and government, they're now trying to make China's the new enemy. Forget about Pakistan. That's last week's villain. Now it's China. We've got to go after China. Hillary Clinton's out there screaming about China's the new bad guy. They're in secret negotiations with Mexico to invade us from the south, and the hysteria factor is definitely going crazy. Apparently, the Congress is voting on a defense appropriation bill today, which includes a provision that basically allows the president to go out and declare war on anybody.